This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 6:46. An event today in Helena will delve into Arkansas's role in women getting the right to vote. KUAR's Michael Hiblin spoke with Drew Ulrich, curator of the Delta Cultural Center.
Women had gained suffrage in certain states, but in 1920 it came to Arkansas and everywhere else with the successful ratification of the 19th Amendment.
And describe what it was like for Arkansas to allow the women right to vote.
It was a great, really universal liberation of women, so to speak, I mean, for the time. However, the suffrage movement was based among upper class and upper middle class white women in Arkansas's cities. And it's very important to note that throughout the movement, you know, as early as the 1880s when it began here in Arkansas, African-American women remained excluded from participation in these suffrage-oriented organizations in the state. The white status quo opposed expanding black voting rights.
How long did it take until the right to vote was expanded to African-American women?
Until the 1964, basically, the Civil Rights Act.
And in terms of the events 100 years ago, we don't think of the South as especially progressive. Was there any hesitation, or was it any more difficult for women to get the right to vote in Arkansas?
That's a very, very interesting question that has a very complex story to it. Women clubs, especially the Political Equality League, had pressed legislators to consider an amendment to the state constitution. However, it failed outright in 1911, and then they tried again in 1915, and it failed on a technicality of not being able to get on the referendum for the general election. Governor Charles Hillman Bruff, who was elected in 1916, he came out strongly in favor of it and progressively determined that women should be given the right to vote. And he and the Arkansas Woman Suffrage Association collaborated to bring about a bill that became passed by the Senate in June of 1919, and then it went to the state legislatures for ratification in Arkansas through the efforts of Governor Bruff, along with the work of the Arkansas Equal Suffrage State Central Committee, compelled the legislature to ratify the amendment. And then it took about another year for more states to ratify it before it became federal law, just prior to the 1920 election.
Did women getting the right to vote in Arkansas, did that change anything politically?
Yes. In 1922, two women were elected to the state legislature, Frances M.J. Hunt and Earl R. Chambers. And then within a decade, we had a female senator, Harry W. Caraway of Jonesboro, and she became the first woman in American history to be elected to a full term in the U.S. Senate.
That's Drew Ulrich, curator of the Delta Cultural Center. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Today's event begins at 11:15 in Helena. The center will unveil an exhibit next month, and it will be on display through the end of the year.